today's contestants. A librarian from Stoneham, Massachusetts, Ellen Keene. A medical student from Hempstead, New York, Ben Jang. And our returning champion, a receptionist from Naperville, Illinois, Beth Stewart, whose two-day cash winnings total $53,601. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Beth, champ, you having fun yet?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I bet you are. Ellen and Ben, could happen to you also. Good luck to the three of you as we put you to work now in the Jeopardy round. There's one daily double in one of these categories. British novel haiku. Oh, sounds tough. We're going to be going back to black. Then we deal with the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That's followed by Here, Kitty. Get in, I-N, coming up in each correct response. And finally, on the ground floor. And Beth, you start us.
Let's try get in for 200.
A basketball pass toward the court. Ben.
What is inside?
Nope. Beth.
What is inbound?
That's it.
Get in for 400.
First in a series or relating to an official induction ceremony. Ben.
What is inaugural?
Good. Now you're on the plus side.
In six.
Don't do it to copyright, says U.S. Code Title 17, Section 501. Beth?
What is infringe?
That's the word.
Get in for 800.
Unintentional, like an innocent omission. Ben?
What is inadvertent?
Right.
British haiku, novel haiku, 1000.
A wolf epistle. Clarissa explains it all. Let's meet the missus. Ben?
What is Pamela?
Nope. Ellen?
What is Mrs. Dalloway?
That's right.
Back to black for 200.
Despite the color, the aeronautical object seen here is commonly called this. Beth?
What is a black box?
That's it.
Back to black for 400.
In 2018, the CDC reported prevalence of black lung continues to increase among these workers. Ben?
Who are coal miners?
Yeah.
Back to black, 8.
Germans enjoy a sandwich of this black bread slathered with lard between two slices of rye. And that would be pumpernickel. Ben, back to you.
Black for 1,000.
Netflix's Black Mirror released an Emmy-winning interactive movie in 2018 with this title out of Jabberwocky. Ellen.
What is Bandersnatch?
Correct.
Back to black, 600.
Announcing the first iPhone, Steve Jobs wore his trademark black shirt of this style. Ellen.
What is turtleneck?
Yes.
Here, Kitty, for 200.
The Canadian lynx relies heavily on the snowshoe type of this animal for its sustenance. Beth.
What's a rabbit?
Rabbit or hare, yeah.
Here, Kitty, for 400.
In the voice box, great cats like the lion and tiger have, instead of the epiphyseal bone, a special ligament letting them do this. Ben.
What is roar?
Roar, yeah.
Kitty, for 1,000.
For camouflage, the leopard is covered in these flowery spots. Like human fingerprints, each pattern is unique. And they are called rosettes. Ben, back to you.
British novel, 8.
Morlocks and Eloy. Man, the years really fly by. A wells of info. Ben.
What is the time machine?
Good.
In 1,000?
It's a simple method of adding flavor. When you put a tea bag in hot water, you're making one. Beth.
What is infusion?
You are right, and that takes you to 2,200. Ah, it's a close game. We're going to take a break. Come back in a moment. Ellen Keene is a librarian from Stoneham, Massachusetts. As most of our viewers know, when I talk to the contestants, I rely on information supplied by the contestants. And when you asked one of your young relatives for some suggestions, what did your nephew say?
My nephew said that I should tell you about the time I punched Godzilla in the face.
Whoa.
I know. So I said, well, Brendan, I can't tell that story. That didn't happen. And he said, they won't know that.
Okay, good story. Ben Zhang, medical student from Hempstead, New York. English is your third language behind German and Mandarin?
That's right.
Now, with three languages, three very important languages, where do you intend to practice? How is that going to benefit you?
So far, since I'm in New York, I've seen some patients who are in Flushing, and some of them only speak Mandarin Chinese. So, and I'm actually trying to take medical Mandarin classes in medical school so I can better communicate with those
people. Hey, you're sharp. You're covering all your bases. Beth Stewart is our champion. When I made my health announcement, I started receiving prayers, gifts, and prayer shawls, a lot of prayer shawls from people all over the country. Mm-hmm. You're a member of a group that knits prayer shawls, right?
Yes, the Knitwitties.
Knitwitties?
Yes, but despite the name, and I can't knit at all, they do allow people who crochet. It is an addiction of mine. I do mostly lap robes as well as prayer shawls. And then we also have these little bitty ones about this big. They're mini prayer shawls people can put in their purse or their pocket and hold on to.
Okay, well, thanks to you and the work you do, and thanks to all of you who sent in those prayer shawls. You're in command of the board right now. Go ahead, make a selection as we continue.
All right, on the ground floor for 200.
Top of the category. You'll find the Space Base gift shop on the ground floor of this Seattle attraction. Beth?
What is the Space Needle?
That's it.
On the ground floor for 400?
The ground floor of the residence in this U.S. building contains a diplomatic reception room and a chocolate shop. Ben?
What is the White House?
Yes.
Hollywood Walk of Fame, 1000.
In 1958, Joanne Woodward married Paul Newman, got one of the first stars, and won an Oscar for playing all three faces of her. Ellen?
Who is Eve?
Yes.
Hollywood 800.
In August 2019, flowers were placed on the star of this Easy Rider actor who passed away at age 79. Ellen?
Who is Peter Fonda?
Correct.
Walk of Fame 600?
Carrie Underwood is one of the honorees whose star is in front of this iconic building that looks like a stack of discs. Ellen?
What is Tower what is the Capitol Records building?
Yes.
Walk of Fame 400.
Stars are awarded in five main categories: recording, live performance, motion pictures, television, and this, denoted by a microphone. Ben?
What is radio?
Yes, that's right.
British Novel Haiku 6?
A year in the life. Cigarettes accounted for. Is Darcy the one? Ben?
What is Pride and Prejudice?
No. What is Bridget Jones' Diary? Back to you, Ben.
British Novel Haiku 4.
No man's on island. Schoolboys have a bad field trip. Simon says, please stop. Beth?
What is Lord of the Flies?
Yes.
Here, Kitty, for 600.
Distinctive black tear tracks along the snout of this fastest land animal may be an anti-glare mechanism. Ben?
What is a cheetah?
Cheetah, right you are.
On the ground floor, 6.
The New York City Landmarks Preservation Commission has given historic designation to this skyscraper's Fifth Avenue Art Deco lobby. Ellen?
What is the Empire State Building?
Yes.
On the ground floor, 800?
Answer there. The Daily Double.
1600.
Okay, here's the clue. Take a look. The massive underwriting room occupies the ground floor of the London headquarters of this company.
What is Lloyd's of London?
You got it. Yes, less than a minute now. Click again.
On the ground floor, 1000.
Le Café sits at the base of this Canadian spot, more than 1,100 feet below its revolving 360 restaurant. Ben?
What is a CN Tower?
That's it.
Here, Kitty, 8.
Let's take this Tigre Americano for a spin. It feeds on capybara and will attack caimans. Beth?
What is a jaguar?
Yeah.
Walk of Fame 200.
In 2007, the actors who played this small-statured group in The Wizard of Oz got a collective star. Ellen?
Who are the Munchkins?
Yes, and as we wrap up that category, I want to offer congratulations from all of us here at Jeopardy to Harry Friedman, our executive producer, and also the executive producer of Wheel of Fortune, who got a star on the Walk of Fame. Congratulations. All right, the final clue. Orphan Asylum or the Parish Boys' Progress? How Dickensian? Beth?
What is Oliver Twist?
That's it. And that takes you to 3,800. You're in second place. Ben goes first, though, in Double Jeopardy. In a moment. The champ is not in the lead. She's in second place. Ben is in third place, and he selects first in Double Jeopardy from these categories. In the opera cast, followed by words, 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 Joshua fit the battle. We'll deal with celebrity artists, pharmacy knowledge, and finally, we share that water. You give us the two states that share the waters we tell you about. Ben, start.
Pharmacy 2000.
It's a change in a drug's effect when a second medication is taken too. The warfarin acetaminophen one can be dangerous. Ben?
What is a drug interaction?
That's right.
Pharmacy 1600?
Term for a pharmacy that makes up individualized batches for patients who can't use a big pharma product. Ben?
What is a generic?
No. Ellen or Beth? The term for the pharmacy, it's a compounding pharmacy. Back to you, though.
In the opera cast, 2000.
It makes sense that Manrico in this Verdi opera sings beautifully. He is the troubadour. Ben?
What is Il Trovatore?
You are right.
Opera 1600.
In this opera, Canio tells Netta, more or less, I'm funny how, like I'm a clown, I amuse you, then stabs her. Beth.
What is Pagliacci?
Right.
In the opera cast for 1200.
Raimondo, chaplain to this noble house, urges Lucia to accept her arranged marriage. Ben.
What is L'Amour?
Yes, Lucia de L'Amour.
Words 2000.
Similar to illiterate, it's the word for one unable to handle basic mathematics. And that word is innumerate. Back to you, Ben.
Words 1600.
Answer there. Only double. And you are a shade off the lead. You trail Ellen by a mere 400.
I'll wager half.
Half of that? 3,500?
3,500.
This adjective once indicated craftsmanship. Now it means fake.
What is... Hurry.
What is artificial? Artificial. You're at 3,500. Go again.
Joshua 2000.
The 1759 Battle of Quiberon Bay has been called the Trafalgar of this war, and future British Admiral Joshua Rowley was there. We're talking about the Seven Years' War. Go again.
Joshua 1600.
Injured at Petersburg in this state in 1864, Joshua Chamberlain became the last man to die of Civil War wounds in 1914. Ben.
What is Virginia?
That's it.
Joshua, 1200.
General Joshua Guest is in London's Westminster Abbey for defending this capital city against Bonnie Prince Charlie's forces. Ben.
What is London?
No. Ellen.
What is Edinburgh?
Correct.
Joshua 8.
Revolutionary War hero Joshua Barney was so dashing that in France in 1782, this queen let him kiss her cheek instead of her hand. Beth.
Who is Marie Antoinette?
Yes.
Celebrity artist for 400.
This singer paints angels, one in an artwork called Rhiannon. Beth.
Who is Stevie Nicks?
Yes.
Celebrity artist 800.
Enjoy this Oscar-winning actor's work entitled Tony Self-Portrait, perhaps with a nice Chianti. Ellen.
Who is Anthony Hopkins?
Correct.
Celebrity artist, 1200.
Bisous-moi, or Kiss Me, was painted by this Irish James Bond actor for wife Keely Shea Smith. Ellen.
Who is Pierce Brosnan?
Right.
Celebrity artist, 1600.
She already had two exhibitions under her belt before stardom in Charlie's Angels on film and Elementary on TV. Ellen.
Who is Lucy Liu?
Yes.
Celebrity artist, 2000.
Among this African-American actor's paintings are self-portraits as Lando Calrissian. And the actor is Billy D. Williams. Ellen, let's go somewhere else.
Words, 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 400.
This very deep trance comes from the name of the Greek god of sleep. Ben.
What is hypnosis?
Yes.
Pharmacy, 1200.
Many New Yorkers get their meds from the chain started in 1960 between two downtown streets, Duane and this one. Ellen.
What is Reed?
Reed is right.
We share that water, 400.
Long Island Sound. Ben.
What are New York and Connecticut?
Correct.
We share the water, 2000.
The Savannah River. but are Georgia and South Carolina. Ben, back to you.
Words, 1,200.
This word for a local station in a television network comes from a Latin word meaning to adopt as a son. Beth.
What's an affiliate?
Yes.
We share that water, 1,600.
Answer there. The other Daily Bowl gives you an opportunity to try to catch Ellen.
4,800.
All right. Here is the clue. Lake Powell, two of the Four Corners states.
What are Nevada and Utah?
You got one of them right. Arizona is the other. Utah and Arizona. Pick again.
Okay, we share that water, 1,200.
Green Bay. Beth.
What is Wisconsin and Michigan?
Yes.
We share that water, 800.
Lake Tahoe. Beth.
What are Nevada and California?
Correct, with less than a minute to go.
Words, 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 800.
When you rob or swindle someone, you strip him of his assets, like stripping a sheep of its wool. Hence this verb. Beth.
What is shearing?
No. Ellen.
What is fleece?
Fleece, that's the word.
Joshua 400?
Joshua Leakey received Britain's Victoria Cross for saving a U.S. Marine in this country's Helmand province in 2013. Beth.
What is Iran?
No. Ben.
What is Afghanistan?
Correct.
Pharmacy 800.
An ill-fitting cuff may make this free test at the drugstore less accurate, so the store will sell you a home monitor. Beth.
What is blood pressure?
Good.
In the opera cast, 800.
Roles in this opera include Suzuki, American consul Sharpless, and Trouble, the title woman's child. Beth.
What is Madama Butterfly?
That's it. And with that, you move up to 5,400. You're in second place, but Ellen looking really good with 14,200. And here comes Final Jeopardy for the three of you. Movie quotes. What a great subject. We'll have a great clue, too, right after this.
A camel in a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is Hump Day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Great category for final movie quotes. Tough clue, players. Here it is. The two single-word quotes on AFI's list of the top 100 movie quotes. One is from 1941. The other from 1967. 30 seconds for you. Good luck. Ben, we come to you first. You had 5,100. Let's see if that total goes up or down. What did you write down? What are nuts and... You could have put bolts for humor, but nuts is incorrect. It'll cost you $302. Interesting wager. That drops you to $47.98. Takes us to Beth Stewart, our champion. She had 5,400, is not looking happy. She picks Stella and nothing.
Ran out of.
The other one you didn't get, and Stella is wrong. Mm-hmm. It'll cost you $4,801. You're at $5.99 as we go to Ellen Keen, who led most of the way. And what did you put down as your response? What is Rosebud from Citizen Kane and from The Graduate in 1967? I got one word for you. Plastics. Plastics. So it's going to cost you something. $3,000. That drops you to 11,200 and makes you the champ. So you're going to come back tomorrow and play again. We'll look forward to having you then. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.